Now it tells us to get rid of it. Before I can get rid of it, I've got to know what it is. And bitterness has a way of self-deception. Do you know what it is to be hurt? I don't mean physically hurt, but hurt emotionally. Anybody? You know what it is to be hurt. Okay? When you're hurt, you're thinking about yourself. But how long a time is it between hurt and resentment? Not much time, right? When I'm hurting, I'm thinking about me. And then I think, who hurt me? Okay? And that's for the resentment. Resentment means I'm thinking about you. Well, I'm just going to make a statement here and say that bitterness is prolonged resentment. Resentment that's held on to. A resentment that's kept. He said to get rid of it. Now, it's already progressed. It's gone through hurt and resentment before it gets to be bitter. He said, you get rid of it. He doesn't tell how to get rid of it, he said, but you get rid of it. I'm going to make a comment here. There's hardly a counselor today that will say you can get rid of it. The counselors I know of, including some of the Christian study books on this subject, say you probably never will get rid of it. It's only a process, and it'll probably stay with you the rest of your life. And you just work at as a process. Well, that's not the way the Bible speaks. It says get rid of it. If it's a process, I can never be kind and compassionate if I'm always hanging on to it. So it's got to be gone. Suppose I'll tell you right now, I'm going to get into the falsehood shortly. Okay. Suppose I tell a lie, and I am a Christian, and I tell this lie, do I feel guilty or do I feel bitter? Guilty. Right?
You'd be bitter too because you told it because you felt guilty.
Right, that could happen.
You'd be bitter because the person could have forced you into sin.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That could also happen. Normally, I feel more how wrong I am when I tell a lie, even though I may have come up with reasons why I told it. Now, let's suppose you tell a lie and spread it all over town, and you tell it about me. Now, do I feel guilty or bitter? Bitter, okay. So here's the lie. Guilt is when I sin, and bitterness is when you sin. And that seems very right. Doesn't seem like a lie, does it? But when I do something wrong that I know is wrong, I feel guilty. And when you do something wrong about me, I feel bitter. So it sounds true, but it isn't. Because bitterness is never because somebody else sinned. I'll jump right into that right now. Because bitterness is sin in itself. Amy Carmichael has this little note in, I think, the book If. It says, if a cup brimming full of sweet water, a cup brimming full of sweet water, will not spill one drop of bitter water, regardless how hard it's jolted. Is that right? So if you give it a harder jolt, what comes out?
Sweet water.
More sweet water. If you kick it over, what comes out? Sweet water. So, if I get jolted by one of you and bitter water comes out, does that prove that getting jolted turns sweetness and light into darkness or honey into vinegar? No. All it does is bring out what was in there all the time. So, but I want to say, no, he made me bitter because he kicked me. Or lied about me or said something to me. No, he just brought out what was in.